Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Ketholeno. Parliament has passed the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Gramin Viksit Bharat GRAMG Bill 2025 with the Rajya Sabha approving it last night. The Lok Sabha passed the bill earlier yesterday. The bill seeks to establish a rural development framework aligned with the national vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047. Under the legislation, a statutory guarantee of 125 days of wage employment will be provided in every financial year to every rural household whose adult members volunteer to undertake unskilled manual work. Replying to the discussion in the Rajya Sabha, Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said the government is working with the motto of Nation First.
हम रोजगार देना चाहते हैं, गांव को विकसित बनाना चाहते हैं, इसलिए इसी साल बजट में प्रस्तावित है 1,51,282 करोड़ रुपया। और ये रुपया कहाँ जाएगा? ये मजदूरों को मजदूरी के लिए भी जाएगा, ये गांव के विकास के लिए भी जाएगा। अकेले भारत सरकार 95,600 करोड़ रुपया खर्चा करेगी।
The government of Nagaland has officially notified 19 local languages and dialects spoken in the state for engaging Gramin Dak Sevaks, GDS, under the Department of Post, Ministry of Communication. In a notification, the Home Department said the identification of local languages is in line with the Department of Post requirement for certifying language proficiency of GDS applicants. We have a report.
The notified languages include Angami, Ao, Chang, Chagasang, Konyak, Kemyungan, Lota, Pom, Puchuri, Rengma, Sumi, Sangtam, Tikir, Yimkyun, Ziliang, Garo, Mikir, Kuki and Kachari. Deputy commissioners of the respective district has been designated as the certifying authorities for language proficiency within their jurisdiction. The notification will come into force from the date of its publication in the Nagaland Gazette. Asonyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The Nagaland Skill and Entrepreneurship Development Mission, NSEDM, under IDAN, has initiated a heavy vehicle operation and machinery training program in collaboration with the Modern Mechanical and Workshop Training Center, PWD, at Sukhovit Sumukedima. The first phase of the training courses, spanning 1 to 2 months, combined classroom instruction with hands-on practical training, covered 45 candidates from various districts of Nagaland. Speaking at the certification program held yesterday at the Training Center Shukovi, Project Lead NSEDM IDAN Maripeni said the initiative is the first of its kind in Nagaland and aims to build a strong pool of local manpower in the heavy vehicle and machinery sector. In line with its vision to strengthen employment linkages, NSEDM IDAN appealed to the Nagaland Contractors Union and other associations, consortiums and agencies and companies in the construction sector to engage the services of the trained Naga youth. Stakeholders interested in utilizing the trained manpower or seeking further information may contact NSEDM through its official portal at nsedm.gon@gmail.com. The second phase of the Civil Defence Wardens and Volunteers training under the Office of the District Commandant Home Guards, Civil Defence and SDRF Kohima concluded yesterday in Kohima. Conducted from December 12 to 18, the training involved wardens and volunteers from ward number 8 to ward number 19 colonies and focused on strengthening disaster preparedness and response mechanisms at the community level. Addressing the event, District Commandant Wobenthan Kikon urged the wardens and volunteers to act as responsible first responders in their respective wards, share the knowledge gained with the community members, and actively participate in future drills to ensure sustained preparedness. Mr. Kikon expressed confidence that the successful completion of the second phase would significantly strengthen Kohima District's resilience to disasters. Assistant Professor, Department of Law, Nagaland University, Dr. Rumi Dhar, has been awarded the Best Paper Presentation at the first Asia-Pacific Conference in Engineering, Education, Social Science and Humanities held in Bangkok, Thailand from December 15 to 16. Among international participants, Dr. Dhar's research paper titled Regulation of Transborder Data Flows Under Data Protection and Privacy Law, Past, Present and Future, co-authored with Ms. Sonia Nutt, was selected for the recognition. And on to sports. At the Nagaland Cross Country Championship 2025 held in Samudikedima yesterday, Natai N. Wangnao and Tsochoi T. emerged champions in the senior men's and women's 10-kilometer races respectively. In the under-20 category, Takasanan Longkumar won the men's 8-kilometer event, while Jimmy Y. topped the women's 6-kilometer race. Demsumor Jamir and Chong So P. claimed titles in the under-18 men's and women's events respectively. In the under-16 category, Ramtong Arangom secured first place in the boys' 2-kilometer race, while Supay S. won the girls' 2-kilometer event. Meanwhile, Assam Golakat retained the third Assam Nagaland Friendship Trophy by defeating the host by 12 runs. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.